Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me our good friend, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, good. Is it fall where you are?
Very close. Yes, it is.
You know, I love fall.
Looks like winter might be here sooner than later, too.
Yeah, that's the part I don't like. I love fall. I love the colors. I love the atmosphere. But it's so short. It's the shortest season of them all, I think.
It truly is.
They may have it different on the calendar, but when that snow and that bitter cold hits and that frost, it's winter as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention a couple of things with you, and then I wanted to talk about an article in your newsletter. But I have an article here about the tax hikes that we have here in the United States, and I think people, I'm just going to give the long and short of it here. Basically, we're spending an awful lot on taxes. And basically, the income on the taxes really is enough if they would curb the spending, and they should be eventually giving us some relief, which I doubt that they will. But the taxes, $3 trillion. $3 trillion. The tax revenue is above $3 trillion now. That's a lot of money coming in. And, of course, then we've got this $17, $18 trillion on up dollar debt. But this is a lot of tax dollars coming out of a lot of people's salaries.
Well, it certainly is. And the problem is it's still not enough to pay the interest on our debt.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
So, how many trillions do they really need to collect that we have a debt that can't be paid for? And it, because the American people don't have trillions and more trillions of dollars to pay it off, and it really is as simple as that. And these numbers, I mean, they're incredible. And then you wonder why people are having a difficult time and their standard of living is declining. It is in part due to the taxes. I mean, certainly there's no good paying jobs either, but taxes are a good part of that too.
Well, and
so we're on this cycle that it's, you know, it doesn't really matter how much they collect. It just puts people deeper and deeper in harder situations, and nothing gets solved.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, the last time you were on when I was discussing the New Jersey assemblywoman that wanted to raise the minimum wage for the tips. And it was out of her own mouth where she says they barely make enough money to pay their taxes. And I'm thinking, hello, perhaps we have too high taxes. It says the Treasury Department released this month's figure showing that the federal tax revenue exceeded $3 trillion in the fiscal year so far of 2014. And that's the first time it's surpassed that mark. Yet the deficit, was still almost $500 billion. It says, clearly the government continues to spend too much. We should tax enough to fund the legitimate functions of government, like national defense, homeland security, public health, and others, but no more. But you know, our leadership doesn't get that. So they go out and they want to do this and do that, and they're giving money to other countries as if we were the donors for everyone. We seem to be the donors for everyone, and it just gets worse and worse and worse for the American people. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. It's gone up, and it goes on into more details in here. But elections are coming up. Might ask them what they think about that. But just like you said, we can't pay this debt off.
we can't pay it off. It's, there's, the American people don't have that kind of money to pay off the debt. So, I mean, the problem still exists. There's no one in Washington or anyone that is running for office that has the ability or the backing in order to do anything in order to even work on the problems that we have. They don't even address, they don't even announce, they don't admit any of the problems that we have, so therefore they will never, ever be fixed. So I do believe we're on this path. And I believe, too, I mean, we, you know, last year the debt ceiling, we passed the debt ceiling, no one talks about. So who knows? They might be collecting $3 trillion, but, you know, what do we really owe? And, you know, what really is the upset of it all? And because we don't know. And how much of this is all off budget? I mean, in the wars and everything else, that the fight against Ebola now and everything else. So they're going to, you know, it's, you know, it sounds wild, $3 trillion, but it's certainly it doesn't say anything about our government, that the government continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
You know, we have a war on everything, but they never put a war on their debt.
Nope.
They've declared that there's a war on women. There's a war on drugs. There's a war on poverty. There's a war on this. There's a war on that. But it's never a war on debt, which is really killing this nation.
No, they continue to make more and more money, and they have more and more power over the people. And so that's one thing they, and again, they can't address the debt. They can't have a war on debt because the debt's too big.
Mm.
The debt will be the winner. And we are the losers.
Well, and when you have debt like that, you are the slave. And
yeah,
we
absolutely
have become the slaves. We are no longer a free America.
No, not at all. Someone just sent me this morning, I saw the report again about the different stages, you know, of that countries go through, civilizations go through, and, you know, it starts out as people being in bondage, and they turn to, and then a spiritual movement moves in, and they make all these great changes, and then eventually it goes back to dependence, and the last thing on the list is bondage again. So we're getting very close to the end of the cycle, the end of all the different levels of destruction. To where we came from bondage, had our freedom, and we're heading right back into bondage once again.
Absolutely.
So few people understand that. And big question is, where will there be another spiritual movement after the final bondage, or where? You know, each time that final bondage has happened to various civilizations and so forth, you know, there's, you know, someone always came along different and made the difference. So.
Well, you know, it goes like this, and you've got it in, I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but I have used it many times on the air and in my newsletter. From bondage to spiritual faith.
Mm-hmm.
From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. And from dependence back into bondage. And we are making that full circle, I'm afraid to say. And on the spiritual faith thing, I think we're seeing it tested over and over and more frequently and more rigidly. The deal in Houston's just made it even that much more vivid. I've got a son that is a pastor. And he says, let her have them. I don't care. He said, but the thing that bothers me is she wants the personal emails or conversations with the congregation members. And, of course, she's not going to get it. But I said yesterday, Melody, is this a situation where the other side has taken two or three steps forward and one step backwards, and that meant they still made progress? And I'm afraid that's what it's meant. We're going into a break. I have an article. I'm not going to talk about it now, but I have an article where it's talking about the spiritual faith and different people and communities trying to rally their churches. I know everybody's been talking about the churches have been asleep. They have been. They have been complacent. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit them by going to dgscoins.com, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give them a call by going to 1-800-375-4188. Visit her online at dgscoins.com, or you can call right here, right now, and talk to us at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody, I was looking at your newsletter, and you always have some great stuff in there. And Alfred Addis' article kind of caught my eye, and I thought, well, that might be something good we could share with the listeners today. I think it's got a lot of, probably more than we could cover in this time, but it has a lot of information there, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit. Would you like to explain what the article is? It's called U.S. Bonds, Best House in a Bad Neighborhood. I thought that was pretty clever.
Well, last week we certainly saw a drop in the stock markets. Not only here, Europe was hammered quite heavily in their markets. A lot of them are down, 10% in the past 3 months. So there's a considerable amount of pressure to Europe and, of course, our stock markets. So one day we had a drop to 460, and we've had reversals, but it's still lower than what it has been. And when people look for some place to put their money, the first place that they will go to will be bonds, the U.S. bonds. And certainly we have a problem with our bond market with our rates so low, but it's still considered a safe haven amongst all the other bonds around the world. So, you know, you're heading into something, people are heading into something that it might not be the best thing for them, but they don't have any other place to go. And I also believe that when you see this run into the bond market like this for a safe haven, I believe gold will shortly follow because, you know, you get these quick knee-jerk reactions and they need to move money quick and fast, and the bonds is a way that they do that. Doesn't mean it's a good thing. It's just
the way it is.
They don't have any other options.
Right. Well, he's equated it to several things in here, and then he had a listener that or a reader that had actually asked him a question. But I thought too, he mentions the fundamentals of gold, which I thought was very interesting, and I know a lot of my listeners are probably a little more astute on that than I am. But he the one question that he addresses then in the rest of this article is, in another 2 years, will gold and silver values return to the 2012 values of $700 for gold, like Harry Dent predicts? And then Alfred addresses that question.
Yes, he does. And I don't have the article in front of me.
Okay.
But, I mean, the fundamentals do bring a reality to the markets, a truth to the markets. And you have to understand also what Harry Dent is, why his prediction is 700. He believes that cash is going to be king. However, as it was in 1929 and during the early years of the Depression, however, the cash in 1929 was gold. So I think we're in a different market today, a different cash will no longer be the king as it was. Gold will be the king just like it was. So gold really was the cash in 1929. So his argument that gold is going to drop. And, of course, he uses the baby boomers as an argument that they will be, because rates are so low and prices are going to go higher, we'll be heading into a depression instead of inflation, and deflation instead of inflation. And I think we'll have inflation before deflation. So we certainly could see various areas in this country where you have really both going on at the same time. So it's but the fundamentals for gold is a reality, and reality always holds true.
It does.
And, you know, gold has no debt against it. There's no borders to gold. It's been traded as a currency for thousands and thousands of years. And yet your young traders of today, they think gold is the reasons you own gold is a primitive thought process. But it really isn't, because it has withstand. It has withstood the test of time, and it will again.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he says in the fact number one, he says gold has been recognized as money for more than 5,000 years.
Absolutely.
And no other currency comes close to that record. Implication, he said, gold will continue to be recognized, just like you said, and valued as money for some considerable time into the future. And then on the second one, he says, over the last several centuries, governments have tried to install fiat currency at least 275 times, with the exception of a few recent fiat currencies that have not yet failed. All fiat currencies have failed, and implications are that all fiat currencies fail. Well, they're based on nothing, you know, so they can't last. They have
Go ahead.
I said they just have no real value.
No. What people don't understand when they look at gold, I think people have become very confused. I think the internet is great. You can find all kinds of information, but you can also find a lot of misinformation, and you can also find a lot of agendas on the internet where, you know, various articles are written and so forth. And I think, you know, we talk about the gold bull market. We talk about charts, and you know, charts are great to follow, but in rigged markets, you know, that's never taken into consideration when you're looking at charts. And I believe that the fundamentals for gold when we look at the fiat currency, that's your number one fundamental. Because fiat currencies don't last. They always fail. And ours will fail also. And, you know, ever since, you know, we can talk about when Nixon took us off the gold standards in the 70s. We can talk about the confiscation of gold in 33. You know, but our monetary system, our policies, you know, really began to change, you know, with the creation of the Federal Reserve. And you can see this gradual change, and things don't happen overnight. They've been working on it for a long time, and then here we are today. And I think with the media, and you have all your programs that are bought and paid for, this is what has helped kept this fiat currency and system going for as long as it has.
Well, and you know, there's those out here that are thinking, well, if we just get back on the gold standard, if we just go back to that, and you made that point out several months back when you were on the air, that's it's kind of late for that as far as saving the fiat dollar that we have.
Yeah, we can't save the system that we have. And when this system fails, another one will arise. And hopefully we'll have the ability and people capable and understanding of what system needs to come into play. I mean, there's two arguments you can take. If you view it on a spiritual basis, we know where it's headed, and it's not a new currency, and it's not a new system, unless we get back to unless we have a spiritual revival in this country, in America. We know where it's headed. So we can talk in two different planes. We can talk in reality and what's happening in the financial markets and the fiat currency and how it affects gold and how gold fundamentals still remain in contact. You talk about bull markets and gold and silver. You know, to me, bull markets and gold and silver is more in relationship to shares than the physical holding of gold, because you buy gold to protect your purchasing power. And I don't believe that's a cyclical thing. I believe as long as we have a fiat currency, you're going to have a demise of your currency, your purchasing power, and you've got to buy gold to protect that. It's the insurance policy. Opportunities will come in the future, and you will have your gold as you protected your purchasing power to take advantage of those opportunities. To me, that's not a bull or bear market. It's reality, it's fact, it's truth. And but when you're looking at the shares, the paper markets in gold, then you look at the bull and bear markets. And I think people need to separate the two and understand the two. You know, we read articles about, oh, the shorts and the longs and the gold and the lack of gold and silver. That's great to promote the price of gold and silver. And where we can see gold and silver rise, that's part of the equation, but it is not the only equation.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about gold and silver when we come back. Your calls are welcome. You can just call at 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or just go to my website and click on the icon. It'll take you right there. You can give them a call right in their offices at 1-800-375-4188. But Melody's here right now, and you can talk to her at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA-certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. We have Bob from Pennsylvania with a question for you, Melody. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you.
Good. Melody, I've got a question for you. I've heard you advertise ungraded coins, say, you know, a 1925 lib. How do you know that's not counterfeit?
Are you talking about the ones that are graded?
The ones that are not graded, the ones that are not in plastic.
The ones that are not graded?
Right.
Usually
I mean, you grade them, you'll say DU, AU, whatever. Anybody can grade that. But I'm talking about the ones that are not in slats, not in plastic.
Well, there's a big argument going on. Well, not an argument, but a push to say the reasons that you buy certified coins is
no, I'm not asking
that.
How do you know that they're not counterfeit?
Because because I know who I buy from, and we probably have over hundreds of years of experience combined, I think you're, and it does depend on where you buy your coins and so forth. I work with one of my buyers. He's recognized worldwide. He travels the world in certifying coins to guarantee that they are real. And I think people believe that fake coins is real common, and it might be on eBay, and it might be, and I'm not saying they are on eBay, but, I mean, those are the most likely places because you have inexperienced people. You don't know who you're buying from, and people have to think that they're saving a little bit. Your local stores, somebody's not going to send me, if I buy privately, someone's not going to send me a fake coin where I have a chance to look at it. Where I have a chance to look at it and then send them a check. They're going to go into the local corner store and hoping they get somebody inexperienced and they can walk away with cash. So it's very important to know who you buy from. It's very important to build relationships.
All right, I have another question.
Okay, quickly.
I have another question. The reason why I asked that question just now is because a friend of mine asked me, that's why.
That's a great question.
Anyway, like for example, a 1925 $20 Liberty MS-61 or 62. What's that going to cost me?
Well, we actually have some Mint State 63 Saints that we're gonna. I have a select few that we're selling them for $1,375.
$1,375 for an MS-63.
We have them on a very limited basis. These are the St. Gaudens. We have a small supply at that price.
Oh, I see. Boy, that's really good.
It is very good.
I mentioned
it's a very small. It's a very small. We just have some coming in.
So you better get them quick.
Get them quick.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it, Bob. Yep, small quantity, get them quick. Why don't you repeat that? Maybe we'll get them sold before you even get them there.
The girls don't even know the special yet.
Uh-oh.
$1,375 Mint State 63 St. Gaudens, $20 gold pieces. They are certified. And I did have another little special of some pre-33 coins. In my career in 20 years, I've come across two times where coins had been counterfeited, and the person bought them from a local coin store. And they did have gold in them. They just didn't have the proper amount of gold, so they did get a lesser price for the coin, but they did get they did have some gold. And the other person bought their coins on eBay, and he bought some Krugerrands, and out of 10 of them, one was fake. So they might try to slip things in and so forth. But, I mean, if you deal with a reputable dealer, you're not going to – I mean, rare fake coins is not as common as what many people believe. It's difficult to counterfeit fake coins, but certainly with the open markets with around the world, with China and these other places, you know, that might has increased over the years. But, I mean, we have protocols that when we, you know, buy and sell coins that are in place to ensure that people don't get fake coins. And when you go to buy it back, you could take that coin to a local dealer, and he's going to say, well, this is fake. How do you know? So, again, build that relationship with a person that you can trust and make sure, you know, that, you know, we're going to take care of you. And that's why it's so important. Just because you're saving a dime or a dollar, it's not worth it.
Absolutely. We have another caller from Illinois. We have Steve. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, just fine. Hey, you know, I thought I'd jump in. I have read all of the Cassius King articles and that we're heading for deflation. And, you know, I think you're missing a couple of points. You know, you go back into the 1920s and 1930s, our cash really was king. It was tied to a metal. And, you know, with both silver and gold denominations that actually was being minted, you had a government that was running a sound fiscal policy. You had, you know, basically local economies. You look at where we're at now, we have a government that cannot balance its books. Our debt at some point is going to, you know, just to keep it very short, it's impossible for us to have a deflationary period right now. If we do, it would be very temporary. We just simply have to be heading towards a very high inflation because our debt and our currency is going to be absolutely worthless.
Absolutely. Melody?
You're absolutely correct, and that's what I meant in the 20s. Our cash was considered gold. Gold was our cash. They did start to transition into the paper currencies because they knew where they were heading. And that's why they confiscated gold in 33. That's how they got us out of that so-called depression being able to create all these social programs and to do all the infrastructure.
Go ahead.
People were basically using their gold as a way to hoard their money. They saw it as a way to try and stimulate the economy, which, perhaps to a degree it worked. Mm-hmm. But with our government, where we're at right now and where we're going, we just simply cannot avoid a serious inflation problem.
I agree. And that inflation, even like now we're experiencing both deflation and inflation, but the inflation is going to affect what we need, like our food, our energy. I mean, these are the things where we have huge inflation over the years. Al's article talked about the dollar's value since 70. People talk about our currency being devalued. It's already been devalued.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a few more percentage points to go.
Oh, sure. In 1970, a package of cigarettes was a quarter, a bottle of pop, a large bottle was a dime.
They were penny stores, penny candy stores.
Yeah.
Remember the penny?
Got two pieces of candy for a penny.
Penny gumball machines. They don't exist anymore.
No.
All right, Steve, are you done? Do you have another question?
I'm fine. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Steve. As you guys were talking, I was writing down, without a backing on the dollar, it doesn't have any strength. It has no worth. It is just a piece of paper. It's fiat. The same thing, when you go and you borrow from your banker, he's going to want collateral. He has to have some kind of insurance, that you're going to either pay that loan back or he's going to confiscate what is worth that loan. And it just goes on and on. In our nation, we have an abundance of natural resources. That is our strength. But we have been weakened because our government, our bureaucrats, have put a stifle on it. We can't use them and utilize them and do what we need to do to make this nation strong again. And it's the same thing with our economy. We're going into another break, Melody. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 to talk to Melody right here, right now. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or call one of the girls in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I have with me Melody Cederstrom today, and she is with Discount. She is Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can give them a call in their office at 1-800-375-4188. Or call us right here, right now at 877-895-5410, which is what Scott from Nebraska has done. Scott has a question. Scott, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. Melody, you know, you mentioned in the program here about working with reputable companies. You know, I believed I was. I worked with them for about 20 years, and then I was doing a transaction and lost a significant portion of my cash because they couldn't fulfill and went bankrupt. So, you know, still buyer beware and who you're working with, even if you believe they are reputable. So it's just a comment.
Well, you know, that's true because I was I've seen, you know, what to look for in a dealer and so forth, and one of them is always 10 years plus in business, but I remember there was 10 years that I was starting out, and yet I do believe our prices and our shipping and everything was better than most. So, you know, it's a reputation you have to earn. And, you know, I do try to earn my clients' business. Usually there are signs. You know, you could be dealing with somebody, and the signs are there. You just have to look for them and beware of them. And And the squeaky wheel, did you wait a long time before you started getting calling the dealer and finding out why you haven't been shipped?
Oh, yes. I mean, I made calls and...
But how long did you wait?
And then the excuses, and then I knew I was in trouble. I mean...
The first excuse that you get, then that's when you go directly to the Attorney General of the state. And what happens with dealers that are in that type of a problem, what they do is they speculate on the markets. The market will turn on them, they get behind, and the money that's coming in is paying for old orders. And it's a story that happens in the gold and silver business and many other businesses also. But the first excuse that you get... you need to take action, and what they will do is the ones that go to the Attorney General, they will get shipped usually first because they haven't gotten to the point where they absolutely can't. So the signs are usually there.
We're in court right now.
Pardon?
We're in court right now.
You're in court. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we wish you good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right, Scott. You know, it's horrible when you see somebody's been taken advantage of and ripped off, and it happens in everything, in every market. You've got to be careful. It just seems like who of us haven't gotten taken one time or another in our lives, and it hurts.
Yeah, and what was the initial shipping in the beginning of all your other trades? Anybody, if you don't get your shipment promptly, I wouldn't do business with them. You don't have to wait 6 months to get your product. And yet I hear every day people say, well, you know, it took me, you know, so many weeks and months to get my product, but that's okay. And they end up still buying from the same people. I don't get it. Sometimes people, you know, maybe, I'm not saying Steve is, but it's like you just keep going back and kind of asking to get in trouble. The signs are usually there. If you have a dealer that is selling way below what the normal market price is, there was a dealer in California, every other dealer, all my buyers, we always scratched our heads, how can he do that? It's just a matter of time until he can no longer do that, sell that lower than the national average of that cost is. There's people on television. They've been shut off the air because they're promising that they're selling 1% over wholesale. Well, how do you know what wholesale is? Ask yourself these questions. What do you know what wholesale? If I sell something over wholesale, I'll provide my wholesale sheets to show that I can back it up.
Right.
But these people don't do it. So these are all signs, marketing tools, and you have to ask yourself, if no one else can do it, well, then how can they do it? Sometimes you can do it like these 63 Saints. I have a small amount coming in. I was lucky I got them at a good buy. But I'm not going to do that, you know, for the next 6 months. You know, so again, is this, you know, it's the performance of the dealer that you're dealing with. Referrals. I work hard to get referrals. I work with families. I work with daughters and sons and grandchildren for when coins are passed down and they don't know what to do with it. And again, I earn business. I try to earn my customers' business. Education. If someone doesn't have the time to educate you and is not consistent with somebody else is going to say, and you can't, you know, and you can't make a logical conclusion on which is the truth, then you just keep asking until you decide, you know, what makes sense. You know, reputable dealers aren't going to hound you.
Right.
I mean, how many calls do you get from people? We never call anybody. We're too busy.
You're too busy.
You know, and the guy who calls you and says, well, I got a special deal for you. Well, why are they calling you? So these are all things that you should, you know, put together when you're looking to work with somebody. And it should be consistency. And why are you buying? Are you buying for an investment? Are you buying for novelty? Are you buying for a collection? Are you buying so you can use your gold and silver to purchase something in the future? You know, I'm having a big, these carrot bars that are being sold, these grams, not carrot bars, these grams that are being sold. It's like you pay so much more. I'm not a fan of multi-level marketing. No one usually is successful, and the ones that are successful, you have to work really hard.
You know, I mean,
you're working, you know, 12, 15 hours a day to be successful.
I have those call me. They want to use the airtime, and they tell them they're making millions of dollars. I said, then you can buy the airtime, but they always go away then. They don't want to buy the airtime. We are just about out of time, speaking of, and I wanted to know what you have, any special besides what you just gave that's coming up. Do you have anything today that you want to tell my listeners?
Yes, I do. This is a pre-33 special. The last time I was on, we did the modern issue with the 1/10 ounce gold eagle and silver
right.
eagles. This is the pre-33. This is a $5 Liberty gold piece and 20 Morgan silver dollars. These are all dated prior to 1921, so you'll get a lot of 1880s, 1890s, and maybe one or two of the 1870s of the Morgan silver dollars. They are circulated, but they're nice circulated coins. They're very clean. They haven't been clean, but they're very nice. You can see the dates
okay,
on the
quickly,
coin.
Okay, quickly, we're going into that.
$980.
All right.
That includes shipping.
We should have done that sooner. We just got chased all kinds of rabbits today. Thank you, Melody, so much for all that you do. Folks, this is the kind of person you want to deal with. And you need to do that. And that is what we talk about when we're bringing America home. Back to what honesty and integrity, morals. We need to do that together, my friends. Let's get together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.